This is VOA. I'm Marissa Melton. Hospital sources in Mekelle, Ethiopia have told VOA that at least six people were killed and 21 injured in an Ethiopian army airstrike on Thursday. The attack brings the total number of casualties from a series of government bomb strikes since last week to at least 12 dead and 55 wounded, according to medical personnel. Ethiopian National Defense Forces issued a statement saying the latest attack was aimed at a military equipment maintenance facility operated by the Tigray People's Liberation Front. But witnesses in Mekelle told VOA that the late morning airstrike hit a residential area. A doctor at the hospital said three of the dead were children. He blamed a blockade of the region for shortages of food, drugs, and medical equipment at the hospital. Ethiopian Communications Minister Legesse Tulu told VOA that the attack, quote, successfully targeted an arms maintenance facility used by the TPLF. He said the federal government had not received any reports of civilian casualties from the strike. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry spoke in London Thursday ahead of next week's climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland, saying that addressing the climate crisis is the only choice and the cost of not doing so is far greater than the cost of taking action. Kerry said the effects of climate change are being felt now. He said the planet is already at its hottest and least stable point in 125,000 years. He said some of the impact is irreversible and already is causing deaths. Kerry was speaking at the London School of Economics. He said most of the responsibility for repair lies with the top 20 economies of the world, who are responsible for 80% of all emissions. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Commerce Department said Thursday that U.S. economic growth slowed markedly in the July to September period, weighed down by a summer surge in the coronavirus pandemic and a backed-up supply chain for consumer products. It was the weakest quarter of growth since the pandemic recovery began in mid-2020. Some economists say they expect U.S. economic output to expand more rapidly in the coming months, but worries remain over the supply chain as container ships full of consumer goods from Asia remain anchored and unloaded off the U.S. Pacific coast. The International Criminal Court at The Hague said Thursday it had shelved a preliminary probe into crimes committed during Colombia's near six-decade civil war. It said instead it would leave those investigations to domestic institutions. The court opened a preliminary investigation in 2004. That was more than a decade before a peace deal between Bogota and the FARC guerrilla group ended a conflict that authorities say resulted in 9 million people either being killed, disappearing, or being displaced. It focused on crimes against humanity and war crimes committed by government forces, paramilitary forces, and rebel groups, including murder, kidnapping, torture, rape, and forceful displacement of civilians. On Thursday, ICC prosecutor Karim Khan said the court had concluded that Colombia was living up to its international obligations to investigate and prosecute the crimes itself. Colombia has established a tribunal to try those accused of the worst atrocities. Since 2017, it has charged former FARC commanders with the kidnapping of at least 21,000 people and the recruitment of 18,000 minors. The commission hopes to deliver its first verdicts this year or in early 2022. Poland's justice minister said Thursday the European Union member should not pay any fines to the EU's top court that the EU's top court has imposed on Warsaw. He called the European Court of Justice injunctions lawless. Poland insists the court has no authority over its justice system and has been ignoring its rulings. On Wednesday, the court fined Poland $1.2 million a day to prevent what it called serious and irreparable harm to the EU's legal order, chiefly by having a politically influenced Supreme Court body for disciplining judges and by undermining judicial independence. The EU is warning it can suspend payment of pandemic recovery funds to Poland unless the disciplinary body is abolished. But the commission head on Wednesday expressed hope for compromise. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.